Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Mix 100, Jeremy, Katie, Josh in the morning. Is that gross you out when I do that?
It's like the evil left your body. Like, you burped so gross right before we went on the air, and I was like, what just happened?
I just cracked open a cold one. It's Dr. Pepper time. I just cracked open a Dr. Pepper.
Sounds like it.
Right before we went on the air, it was like, no,
it was so long and like, low from the gut, you know, like
it surprised me even.
Yeah, we were all pretty shocked. I think Josh heard it from the other room. Even
felt a vibration. Like,
you
yeah,
did,
it was weird.
Right?
Does that gross you out?
It shook a little. No, it just caught me by surprise. Is all like.
Sometimes I feel like you're my wife. Sometimes, you know, because when you've been with somebody for so long, you just do things. You don't even think. You don't care if it grosses them out. You just burp. So sorry if it.
Are you kidding me? I put
that was disrespectful.
Sanitizer on his deodorant in front
right,
of y'all just a little
right.
bit ago. So
that's
we family.
Right.
We family.
Oh, man. Not like a cold DP to start the day. I'm so beautiful. So men
and
are
humble. What? Wow. Jeremy, coming in hot this morning.
Men are embracing beauty routines. This story this morning. They say men are increasingly investing in appearance enhancement, but refuse to call it beauty culture. Whatever, I don't care. They say this reflects a broader cultural shift where men are adopting intensive grooming habits traditionally associated with the ladies. Now, this is all falling on Gen Z right now. They're leading the growth in the high-end male products. The male beauty market is projected to exceed $5 billion in the next year.
Wow.
Now, we're calling it freshening up or staying sharp to make it sound more manly, I guess. Or something called looks maxing and bone smashing or facial enhancement. Is that full on plastic surgery?
That's bone smashing.
Bone smashing sounds
awful.
It really does. I bring this up because unprompted. Katie gave me the nicest compliment.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Go
I
ahead.
Noticed.
Hold on. Let me just sit back, make sure everything's turned down so everybody can hear you loud and
yeah,
clear.
Yeah. You want me to tell you in front of Josh this time? No, I really was. I was like staring at you earlier and you were really just like very busy with the show. So I didn't want to catch you off guard, but I was like, wait. You know, it takes a lot of work to not have wrinkles in your mid-40s, and you have very nice skin. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of noticing that about you. I'm like, do you take one of those roller things to your face? Do you, like, you know, moisturize, and do you cleanse your face? Like, what is your routine? Because it looks like you have something.
Yeah.
Just because you do look rather young for how dang old you are.
Right, yeah. I think the biggest thing, major pro tip, is you drink the blood of small children.
Oh, yes,
every morning
heard.
I take a little shot glass of the blood of small children. No, but you know, it's funny. My wife says that to me all the time because she spends thousands of dollars on skincare. There's always boxes of stuff showing up at the house.
Yeah.
Like, now what did you buy? Now what concoction? What is this eye of newt you got to rub on your face? And she's like, you better be very thankful that you come from good genes and that your skin is so good at your advanced age, which I'm not even that old, you guys.
No,
shut up.
No, but I mean, it starts to hit in your mid-40s. Yeah. And you can't, like, you don't have any wrinkles. And that's
what I
noticed.
I'm very blessed to be that way. I mean, there is things I still do. Knick Knack did buy me this rose hip seed oil. Are you hip to that? It's rose hip seed oil. It comes in like a little dropper thing.
Yeah.
So I put that on at night all over my face and I glisten. I have for 100 years always put like the Olay moisturizer, just your standard, even back when it was named Oil of Olay.
Like your grandma's tub
like
of
grandma's
Olay.
I put on my face. And then I do a night cream.
Do you really?
I do. I put a little bit like this. It's really slimy. It's like a slimy night cream, but it's like super hydrating. And I've only increased that probably within the past year, mostly because this job is killing me. And Knick Knack has actually really talked me into, she's like, hey, you know, you got to really start taking care of your face now. Because generally guys don't do that, you know. But now that I'm in it, like, I'm in it. I'm all for it.
So you have this routine and you just keep it up.
Yeah, I've got three products. Knick Knack has that little roller.
Yes,
I don't use that, no. But a lot of it's genes, too. My mom looks great. My dad looks great. Like, that's part of it. That's a huge part of it.
It is. I mean, your genes are, like, probably good 50-60% of it. I mean, all of the stuff that we do to prevent it helps. But yeah, gene makeup is a huge part. So.
It's a very big part of it.
And I'm just jealous because like I will go to sleep on my pillow wrong and wake up with a new wrinkle because the pillow sat on my face different. You know, like seriously. And this is what, that's why people have silk pillows is because it happens that quick. So you should thank your mama and thank your daddy and be like, thank you for my nice, supple, soft skin.
Yeah. Rinse. What's your skincare routine like? Are you spending hundos?
No. I'm too lazy for that stuff. I think it's funny because I think that stuff skips a generation because my mom was so into the skincare routine. I mean, she had Mary Kay stuff in our house my whole life growing up. And we made jokes about my mom, how she had to put on makeup to go check the mail. Like my mom was very good. Like you just, she cared about that stuff a lot, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't. I'm a tomboy. I played sports. Like my whole high school, I went through it with a t-shirt and a flannel wrapped around my waist. Like I was such a tomboy in high school. And now we have Zoe, who like from 8 on has done the skincare routine with the, you know, her hair back with the headband. But that's that generation now, right? Mm-hmm. Like they made skincare fun again. So it's like little kids, like 8 and up are doing skincare routines now. So I just think with me, it skipped a generation and I don't care so much. So
right.
I have the Aveeno face wash.
Nice.
And then I use baby wipes and Vaseline to get my makeup off at
Hey,
night.
Don't knock the Vaseline.
So
like I've been known, like if I wake up and I am feeling like extra dry because it's freaking Colorado climate, I'll just lather on some Vaseline on my
works.
Face a little bit. I know. I'm like, am I clogging my pores?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
You are.
Get some makeup
but it's
off
okay.
real quick, though.
I don't know. Does it?
It really does.
Thanks
that
for the,
eyeliner
remember
comes
that.
Off. No problem.
With my mascara. I've been diving into hair care more, too, because I'm losing it. But I do this, like, tea tree and rosemary hair stuff now, too, in the shower. And you turn me onto the bar of charcoal soap.
Yes!
Which is a game changer in the world of lather. So thank you for that. But
you're welcome.
I also blame Instagram, too. Like, I follow multiple accounts with, like, this is, like, the thing now for dudes to show, like, how they're dressing and, you know, how they're putting the little eye patches under their eyes every day and how they're spritzing their sheets with lavender before they go to bed. And guys have gotten really girly.
You know what? You guys can have it, too. Like, I imagine it's going to annoy you eventually because it's just one more thing you have to do before you go to bed. Like, that's the way I look at it is I'm like, I don't want to take 30 minutes of my date.
Honey, hold on. I got to spritz the sheets.
I know. It just seems like a lot of work, you know, for that. So
Nick Nack just texted me. She says she's going to send you pictures, Katie, of all the stuff I use.
Oh, yeah.
I guess of the rosehip seed oil, if you want to use it. I'm telling you, it's really good, and you get it at Target. It's not real expensive.
I tell you what, I did
buy... It smells a little funny, though.
The stuff that Knick Knack... What was the stuff before? Oh, gosh.
Crisco.
No, not Crisco. Oh, my God. Now it's lost me. I feel stupid.
What
for
was
not being
it?
Able. The stuff that she puts on her face and in her hair, she had me go get some. You
it's
buy
been used
it at
for,
Target.
Like, centuries.
Been
yeah.
used for centuries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was the...
castor oil.
Castor oil.
Yay, there it is.
She was on a big castor oil kick for a while.
I totally bought some of that. Never opened it. It's
Didn't
still underneath my sink. I just get lazy.
The castor oil is great, too.
I know, and I wanted to use it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this, and I did, and then it's under my sink.
You can put a little in your soup, too, and a little take a shot, and it'll keep you regular.
Don't tell me things I will do and then regret
you
it, Jeremy.
You can wash your car with
Don't
it.
Do
it's
that.
Awesome stuff.